Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. A former Olympic gymnastics and Michigan State University sports doctor will be back in district court in Mason today. Dr. Larry Nassar will face some of the women and girls who claim he sexually abused them while he was supposed to be treating their injuries. Last fall, a few former gymnasts went public with their accusations against Nassar. Since then, more than 80 women and girls have gone to the police about him. Four of them will take the stand today. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been covering the story, and she joins me now. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, Doug.
Kate, for the past several months, the accusations against Larry Nassar have gotten a lot of attention, and it can be confusing because there are multiple cases against him. Before we get into the specifics of today's hearing, walk us through the legal cases that he's currently facing.
This actually is just one of the criminal cases, and this is just the preliminary exam in this criminal case. So he's facing two types of cases, criminal and civil, which is just like he's being sued. Within the criminal, there are federal charges for child pornography, and then there are state-level charges around alleged sexual assault. And even within those state charges, there's different cases happening in different courts. So basically, this is not the only bite at the apple for the prosecution. But in this particular hearing that we're going to go into, they are eventually hoping to put him away for a very long time.
This is the second day of testimony in this case. What have we heard from the women who have testified so far?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago was the first day of preliminary exams, and there were three women and two women, and one girl, because she was very, very young, who got up on the stand. And all of them basically have the same theme, that Dr. Nassar was somebody they went to go see as a patient of his. I mean, this was one of the top Olympic doctors. This was an associate professor at MSU. But he was also just this really beloved guy, really just somebody that people trusted and liked a lot. So they went to see him, and they say that while they were being treated, they were sexually abused under the guise of treatment. And we heard from one woman who went public with this story and is using her name, Rachel Denhollander. And then we heard from one woman and one girl who are hoping to keep their names out of this. And it was a pretty intense day.
The allegations against Nassar, as we mentioned earlier, have gotten a lot of attention. There are more than 80 accusers. It's clearly a challenging position for Nassar's defense attorneys. What strategies have you seen them use so far in these very early days of this case?
Well, they've always maintained his innocence, and that is very important to say. And there are still people who are hoping that this guy that was so beloved and trusted, that there's some kind of misunderstanding here. Nassar's team has always said, look, he only performed legitimate medical procedures, and that maybe the misunderstanding happened because this guy really was unique in terms of his professional expertise. Maybe he was doing things that women just hadn't experienced from other doctors. One thing that's going to make that hard is that in the last few months, this interview that Dr. Nassar gave to an MSU investigator was released. And in that investigator's interview with him, he said he does not perform intervaginal procedures. And then you've got multiple women saying, no, he did do this to me. So Nassar's defense is going to have to work backwards a little bit. And they're now trying to say, well, he does, but it's a very legitimate procedure. And one other thing that we saw them start to do a little bit in the last hearing is, especially with a woman who's been very public with her name and given a lot of interviews, they really went after her credibility. You know, why are you doing all these TV interviews? Why are you so public? Do you know that if you exaggerate the abuse, you can get more money since you're suing MSU as well? They really went for her credibility hard.
Kate, what are you expecting to hear today in court, and what is the timeline for this case, given that we're only at the preliminary hearing stage?
So today we're going to hear from four women, if we can get through all of them. And then what will happen next is that in this particular case, the judge will say, yes, I think we have enough evidence to go forward with a full trial, or no, I don't think we do. But meanwhile, the other criminal and civil cases against Nassar will keep moving forward on their own, regardless of what happens with these seven women and girls.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells is covering the legal cases against former Michigan State sports doctor Larry Nassar. Nassar's preliminary hearing in district court in Mason continues today. Kate, thanks.
Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.